The robots are coming for your apples. MPI is helping fund the development of a driverless tractor to work in orchards. The robot tractor will be able to spray, mulch and trim trees without stopping for smoko. Smart Machine Chief Executive Andrew Kersley is behind the project and he joins me now. Andrew, spell it out for us. Well, I mean, how different is this tractor from other tractors?
Yeah, so I've never really described it as a tractor. I sort of describe it as an advanced autonomous machine with, you know, smart implements. So, you know, it's a similar size to a tractor, but doesn't have a cab, obviously, runs around on tracks, and we can mount multiple implements on it at various spots along the chassis.
So what stops it sort of, you know, running over fruit and banging into trees?
That's a good question. Yeah, so we drive pre-planned missions, and we obviously have a pretty comprehensive stack of sensors on the machine.
What do you mean, pre-planned missions? Explain that to me.
Oh, so we define, you know, which rows we want to drive down and what tasks we want to be doing in those rows before we send the machines off to do that work.
And so do you pre-program it, in essence?
Well, we understand the orchard space using GPS very well, so we can map entire orchards and have all of that very accurate information that we can then use as a reference as we drive around the space. So we can use that. So we know where the machine is in space at any one time. It knows where it wants to travel to. And at the same time, it's collecting all of this live information through sensors like LiDAR and camera to make sure that there's no obstacles in front of it and to look at the environment it's working in and make sure that the implements are working the way they should.
So you used the word autonomous. So there's nobody kind of remote controlling it in real time.
That's correct. So we do, you know, at this stage have operators in the vicinity of machines working, but their main role is to make sure that the environment's safe and that the outputs from these machines are, you know, that the machines are doing a good job. So their focus is on the fruit and the canopy and, you know, effectively able to monitor the results of the work that these machines are doing.
So what type of orchards will it be most effective in? And do you have them out being trialled in places?
Yeah, so up until now we've focused on vineyards. So we've spent the last 3 years developing these in grapes in Marlborough. And now we're sort of looking at, you know, the new opportunities. And so the new 2D orchard canopies, apple canopies, are a very good fit for the current technology stack we have. And as we learn more about these environments and as the company progresses, we can obviously start to explore, you know, future opportunities for this sorts of tech stack.
What are the consequences for human workers?
I mean, fundamentally, this project was born out of, you know, an industry-wide problem. So for years, you know, horticulture's had real issues attracting labour to regions and getting the work done that we need to. So, yeah, I mean, from my perspective, this project's about improving the roles for people and allowing growers to use those resources differently and more effectively, the ones that they do have available. So, and potentially also attracting a different type of person into these environments to do this work. So, yeah, it's sort of the opposite of that, if you like.
And to be clear, they don't have a picking or harvesting capacity.
Not at this stage. It's a very hard task, and it's one that a lot of companies around the world are trying to tackle at the moment. A very, very good opportunity if somebody does. For us, it was more about alleviating some of the immediate challenges in a time frame that we could to make a difference in. So
you're saying that this is a greener option. It's still got some diesel components, but, I mean, how far are you from making this thing fully electric?
So, yeah, I mean, fundamentally in these environments, the workloads are heavy. It takes a lot of power to do what we need to do. So, you know, our goal from the start was to be fully electric. However, to do the combinations of tasks for the timeframes that we're doing them at the moment, the technology just doesn't make that feasible. That being said, everything we're doing is to allow ourselves to be fully electric at some point in the near future. We've built our first fully electric small undercarriage for different tasks. So we've built one for the orchard space to be the base for a mobile picking platform. So we're exploring the technology in that space. And everything we can do on our machine at the moment, electrically, we are without, you know, obviously compromising the work that we're doing.
So MPI is kicking in more than $600,000. I think your company is putting close to $1 million into the development of this. I mean, how much does it take to develop something new like this, and how far from market are you?
It takes a considerable amount of money. I mean, this particular R&D round is about improving the existing capability that we've developed. So, you know, this is by no means starting from scratch. This is about adding additional functionality that makes this, so the canopy spray and piece that makes this sort of, I guess, a truly, a solution that covers the entire spectrum of sort of tractor tasks in these spaces. It's a really tough ask to do what we're trying to do. We've had an amazing support from industry and from the government to get to where we have now. We've got a product which I'm fairly comfortable in the vineyard space is basically commercially ready. So now transitioning to the orchard space, I'd hope that we can sort of leverage the gains that we've made to date to have a product that's ready for the market to make a difference in the next sort of 12 to 24 months.
Thanks for joining us, Andrew. That's Andrew Kersley, who is the Chief Executive of Smart Machine.